Ang masuri na may demensya ay maaaring tila katapusan na ng mundo para sa mga apektado. Mahigit 400,000 katao sa Australia ang kasalukuyang nabubuhay na may demensya. Nasa 244 na katao ang nasusuri na may demensya bawat araw at ang bilang na yan ay inaasahang higit na tumaas sa susunod na 40 taon. Ano ang dapat mong gawin pagkatapos ng pagsusuri at maaari ka bang mabuhay ng may kalidad kapag may demensya? Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yi Wang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang demensya ay tumutukoy sa isang koleksyon ng mga sintomas na dulot ng mga karamdaman na nakakaapekto sa utak. Ang pinakakaraniwang uri nito ay ang sakit na Alzheimer. Si Trevor Crosby ay 7 taon nang nabubuhay na may isang uri ng demensya na tinatawag na Lewy body disease. Ang kanyang memorya ay lumalala sa bawat araw, ngunit hindi niya kailanman malilimutan ang araw nang siya ay masuri.
I was absolutely dumbfounded. I was speechless. I had a lump in my throat. Every emotion that in my body was impacted by this terrible news. And I just thought that was the end of it.
Pinamamahalaan ni Trevor Crosby ang isang sakahan sa rural New South Wales, pati na rin ang 2 iba pang mga negosyo. Kinailangan niyang gumawa ng mga pagbabago sa lahat ng aspeto ng kanyang buhay upang makayanan ang pagkawala ng memorya.
Because I had a diagnosis of dementia, it meant that my mental ability was going to go downhill. Sorry, I've just lost my train of thought there. Oh, the changes, that's right. The changes that we experienced were anything from where we live, we had to retire our business, down to things like driver's licenses were under review annually.
Si Trevor ay isa sa 413,000 Australiano na nabubuhay na may demensya. Ang ina ni Jetika ay medyo bata pa noong siya ay nasuri na may Alzheimer sa gulang na 63.
You go through that shock and you go through that absolute anger. If you deal through that, then you get to that stage of accepting it that, okay, well, this is what it is. This is what my mom has. Where next? Where now? What do we do? How do we make sure my mom is supported? What support systems are available to us? And that's when we started getting in touch with Alzheimer's Australia.
Ang pamilya ni Jetika ay lumahok sa programang Living with Dementia na pinamahalaan ng Alzheimer's Australia. Sa pamamagitan ng programa, nakilala nila ang 8 iba pang mga pamilya na dumadanas ng katulad na kalagayan. Ang ilan sa kanila ay nasa mga edad na 50 lamang.
There are people 10 years younger than my mom who are getting this. Listening to people, listening to how they were managing. What the program was really helpful was in terms of how do you then go through the journey of dementia? How do you live well with dementia? What's involved for the carers?
Nalaman ni Jetika na habang nagbabago ang mga tao sa pamamagitan ng Alzheimer, ang mga bagay ay maaaring maging mas mahirap para sa mga pangunahing tagapag-alaga. At iyon ang ama ni Jetika.
Whilst it was about what support mechanisms were going to be there for my mom, it was also about my dad as well, making sure how he was supported.
Si Jetika at ang kanyang pamilya ay kinailangan ding magpasya kung paano paghahatian ang mga tungkulin ng pangangalaga at baguhin ang mga estratehiya habang ang sitwasyon ng kanilang ina ay lumalala.
What's the different roles that everyone's going to do? Obviously, my dad being the not working, my dad was going to be the primary carer. Then my brother and my sister-in-law. So everyone starts doing different roles to make sure that a support system is set up to make sure that everyone's supporting, helping, talking. Every week or every month, there could be a change in mom. What she could do a couple of months ago, she will struggle to do that now. Then that's other thing you factor in. And
si Professor Perminder Sakdev ay co-director ng Center for Health Brain Aging sa University of New South Wales. Sinabi niya, ang paglaganap ng demensya ay nagiging doble bawat 5 taon matapos ang edad na 65. Kadalasan, ang mga sintomas tulad ng pagkawala ng memorya, disorientasyon at paulit-ulit na pagkawala ng mga bagay ay nagsisimula ng unti-unti at dahan-dahan.
As it progresses, then a number of other aspects become affected. They may have difficulty in language. They may have difficulty in understanding what is being said or written. They may have they may start having difficulty in writing, and they may have other problems like recognition of people as it advances. And then their personal activities, they have difficulty managing their finances. They may have difficulty even in their personal care, looking after their hygiene and other personal needs. This happens over several years.
Ayon kay Professor Sakdev, ang mga mas matatandang migrante na mayroong demensya ay madalas na tumatanggap ng mas mahusay na pangangalaga sa tahanan dahil sa kakulangan ng angkop na mga pasilidad sa Australia para sa pangangalaga sa mga matatanda na mula sa iba't ibang kultura. Bagaman walang lunas para sa demensya, ang mga taon ng mabuting paggana sa pag-araw-araw na buhay ay maaaring mapahaba.
Firstly, people are coming earlier for diagnosis, and also with good care, you can actually maintain function for several years. Often, in some cases, it will be even up to 10 years, but often we say 5-6 years, even more, that they can continue to function reasonably well before their dementia has advanced to a degree that they need considerable help in their daily activities.
At para kay Trevor Crosby, halos 3 taon na ang nakararaan mula nang ma-diagnose at mahusay niyang pinalalakas ang buhay sa pamamagitan ng paggising at pagbangon bago sumikat ang araw upang mag-yoga, naglalaro ng kanyang paboritong sport, ginugugol ang kalidad na oras kasama ng kanyang mga mahal sa buhay, at nagbo-voluntaryo bilang tagapagtaguyod ng demensya para sa Alzheimer's Australia.
I think really it's a case of recognizing that you've got a problem. You're not the only person in the world that's got that problem. There's a helpline out there that's manned by very capable people who can push you in the right direction as far as getting you to understand your problems. Get the diagnosis as early as possible. You can improve your life. I've proved it. I'm living it. I'm off to play golf this afternoon. I played golf yesterday afternoon.
Kung nais na makaragdagang impormasyon kung paano pamahalaan ang buhay na may demensya, maaaring tumawag sa Alzheimer's Australia Helpline na 1-800-100-500 o bisitahin ang kanilang website na fightdementia.org.au. Maaari ding makipag-ugnayan sa National Dementia Helpline sa pamamagitan ng Telephone Interpreting Service sa numero bilang 131-450.